Well, good morning. And welcome to this Thanksgiving service for the life of Helga. I'm sure John and Katie and Carl and the family appreciate your presence here this morning. They appreciate your sympathy and your prayers at this very difficult time. It's good also to see some of Helga's family from Germany. I think you had quite a hectic sort of trip, but you're here, and that's good. Guten Morgen und willkommen in der Duncan Road Church. Danke für kommen. That's it. It's good to renew friendship with you, and it's been, nearly 18 months since we said our goodbyes to Paul. Paul was John and Helga's son. We are gathered here today once more to sympathize and mourn with dear John, his family, and friends. We want to celebrate the life of Helga. We want to say our farewells, and we want to commit Helga's soul and spirit to God's safe keeping. And it's also my desire to bring some comfort and hope from the Bible, the living Word of God. You know, when Jesus walked this scene, he often found himself in situations just like this. And each time he showed up, he showed compassion and he spoke words of comfort. Death is something we all have to face and we all have to prepare for. Let's pray, shall we, as we go into our service. Father God, we thank you that our hope can be set in you alone. We can be safe in the shadow of the Lord, safe in those everlasting arms. We know that you sent your Son to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve. May we know and feel it in our hearts and souls right now. Heavenly Father, you have not made us for darkness and death, but for life with you forever. Without you, we have nothing to hope for. Without you, we have nothing to fear. Our prayer is now that you would speak to us. Speak to us words of eternal life. Lift us from anxiety and sadness to the light and peace of your presence. And set the glory of your love before us. And we ask all this in and through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing our first hymn. The hymns are on your sheet or they'll be on the overhead here. It's All Things Bright and Beautiful, one of Helga's favourite hymns, and I think on a day like this, she would enjoy just walking down through the garden or walking to the park and enjoying God's creation. So as we sing this hymn, we can have that in our minds. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Let's stand to sing, shall we? Please be seated, and your singing has done you proud, and it's done Helga proud as well. Now we're going to come to the tributes now, and Penny is going to read these tributes on behalf of Katie, on behalf of John, and on behalf of herself. So thank you, Penny.
I don't think I'll ever be able to sing that song again without thinking of Helga. It's her all over, isn't it? Birds singing, gardens, trees, lovely. I'd like to start by using Katie's words to describe her nan. Helga was a brilliant mum, nan, and grandmother. She was always putting everyone else first. She loved running around playing with us grandchildren and taking us on new adventures when we were young. And I remember that Holly Hill was one of her favourites. In her later years, Amelia and Max, our children, looked forward to going to see Nanny Bird for a tea party or to play hide and seek. And they especially loved playing ball down the hallway. Thanks, Nanny Bird. We will all miss you. Love, Katie, Sam, Amelia and Max. John has written the following about his lovely wife, and he has asked me to read it out on his behalf. Don't look at me. Forgive us if we've got any dates or names wrong. We've tried very hard, haven't we? The Urban family escaped from East to West Germany in the 1930s and settled in Osnabrück, where Helga was born on the 27th of November 1935 to Charlotte and Paul, the second daughter of what would be a family of four girls and one boy. Growing up in wartime Germany was not easy for Helga or her siblings, especially after her father was taken away for asking the wrong questions about a local labor camp. He came back after internment, a different and subdued man. Helga was a good student and came to England to complete her education at Oxford University in the 50s, obtaining her BA in languages. And then she returned to Germany to work in Köln Hotel as a trainee manager. We met, says John, one sunny afternoon in September 1958 at the tennis courts in Osnabrück. I was with my army mates and she was with her family, and it was love at first sight. We had our very first date that very evening. But unfortunately, I was broke, so Helga had to lend me 10 marks. And I've never paid it back. I still owe her. 60 years later. We saw each other every day for a week. And then I told her that the army had posted me to Bahrain in the Persian Gulf and that I would be returning to England in a few days' time for home leave before I had to go. I took the plunge. And I asked her to come with me to England for a holiday. And to my astonishment, she agreed. It turned out to be the journey of no return, as we were married not long after, on the 14th of October, at Fareham Registry Office. Helga claimed that I never actually proposed to her, but that my father did. Whoever it was, it led to 60 years of love. So thanks, Dad. I left for the Persian Gulf with the army shortly after we were married. And Helga followed me to Bahrain in January 1959, where she found work translating in the bank and giving German lessons to businessmen. On the 21st of October 1959, Helga gave birth to our first child, Susan. And the following year, we returned to England and I was promoted to sergeant. This led to a variety of postings and therefore homes in England, Wales and Germany. Paul was born soon after Susan, and then little Janet was born during our time in Wales, but she only lived for a few hours after one of her lungs collapsed. None of Helga's deliveries were easy, as they were all caesarean section. But this last one led on to further health complications and therefore stays in hospital. We were sad to lose Janet, but we were thankful for our two healthy children and for Helga's steady recovery. In 1964, Helga and I were married a second time in Germany so that her family could be there. And Paul and Susan were christened at the same time in Osnabrück. We shared a full-berth caravan during our four-year stay in Germany and took the trip. We purchased a full-berth caravan during our four-year stay in Germany. And we took the children and both mother-in-laws for a holiday, touring the south of the country, all squashed into the full-berth caravan. Now, that's what I call brave. After 15 years of moving around, I ended my army service and we returned to settle back here in Parkgate. Helga started her beloved nursing career at Cold East Hospital, caring for the disabled residents, and I joined a Canadian insurance company called the Independent Order of Foresters and became area manager 2 years later. The company conventions provided us with exciting holidays in Toronto, Las Vegas, and Hawaii, amongst other places, and we made many happy memories in those years. We nearly lost Helga in 2001 when a critical error occurred in the preparation for an operation on her heart. She was kept alive on a life support machine for 5.5 weeks, and the family were asked for permission to turn it off, being told she was unlikely to survive. We refused, and Helga's strong willpower came into play, giving us another 17 years of what felt like borrowed time to share many more birthdays, anniversaries, and family events. She particularly enjoyed several holidays back in Germany, and on one of which she celebrated her 80th birthday. The 3rd of July 2010 saw Paul walking Katie down the aisle to marry her Sam, and the subsequent births of our great-grandchildren, Amelia, 6, and Max, 3, brought both Helga and I enormous joy. Helga also found great pleasure in looking after her garden, although in 2016 she agreed to give half of it up to our grandson Carl so that he could build his white house just behind our bungalow, and she grew to love his frequent visits as he just popped in. In October 2018, we quietly celebrated our diamond wedding anniversary. Yes, 60 years, what an achievement. But Helga's health was deteriorating, and she was in and out of hospital. In November, she was found to have an inoperable terminal condition, and we realised that, again, we were on borrowed time. We saw her 83rd birthday in hospital, but she was able to be at home most of the time and enjoyed being with family and friends. We had a quiet Christmas and saw in 2019 peacefully together. On Monday, 28th January, Helga was taken to the hospital for the last time and given a private room. Katie and Carl were there with Helga and I every day, and others visited too. After a visit from Martin and Maureen on the Wednesday, the nurse asked if they were more family, and Helga said, "They're my lovely Christian friends." On Sunday the 3rd of February, the room was full of love from friends and family, all supporting Helga to the end and saying their goodbyes. Carl and I stayed the night keeping Helga company, and she died peacefully at 7 a.m. on Monday the 4th of February 2019. My dear wife Helga was a wonderful lady, a loving mother to all her children. She was a nurse to everyone, and she will be missed by all. God bless her. Our friend Sherry sent me this poem in a card after Helga died, and I wanted to share it with you as I thought it was beautiful, John says. It's called "Do Not Stand at My Grave and Weep," and it's by Mary Elizabeth Fry. "Do not stand at my grave and weep. I'm not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on snow. I am the sun on ripened grain, and I am the gentle autumn rain. When you wake in the morning's hush, I am the swift, uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die." John said that I could add a few of my own memories of my own friendship with Helga, and it follows on beautifully from that poem. I am sure too that the real Helga is not dead, that she's just gone to be with her friend Jesus. Sorry. I only got to know Helga well in the last few years of her life, and I tried to answer her many questions about my faith as honestly as I could. We struggled with a lot of difficult questions. In recent months, we met regularly on a Wednesday for a few hours, and we both looked forward to our time together. We talked about food and history, about animals, education, music, human nature, and often about God. We did a lot of setting the world right, and we laughed a lot too. Over the weeks, Helga began to talk more and more about her growing personal relationship with her Heavenly Father, about how amazing it was that he noticed her, that he loved her, and he forgave her. There were so many things she felt bad about having done or said or thought, but it was wonderful to watch her realize that the minute she accepted Jesus as her Savior, she had a constant, loving companion who was always listening. But best of all was to hear her say that she felt at peace with God at last. It was a joy to be Helga's friend, and I will miss her, as I know we all will. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny, for those lovely tributes and for those of you that contributed. It's sad that at times like these we discover lots of things about people that we never knew before, and perhaps there are one or two things that sort of stuck in your mind. Two things stuck in my mind. One, that she went to Oxford, educated at Oxford, and got a BA degree. And the other sort of vision I had was two mother-in-laws being with her on holiday. But it's nice to remember. And you've all got your own memories of Helga. And it's good that you remember. And what I'd like to do now is to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving for the life of Helga. And halfway through, I'm going to pause, and it's the opportunity for you to reflect on the memories that you hold dear of Helga. And then I'll just finish the prayer. Let's bow our heads, shall we? Our Father, we thank you for every remembrance of Helga, for the joy and romance that John and Helga shared during their 60 years of marriage. We thank you for the education and skills Helga gained, which she put to good use in her nursing and in her caring for family and friends. We thank you for the times she enjoyed with her family, especially with the great-grandchildren, Amelia and Max. We thank you for the bravery and courage Helga showed as she battled with ill health for over so many years. And now it's the time for you to remember Helga. It may be a comment that she said, or a smile, or an off-the-cuff comment. Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing Helga into our lives, albeit for some of us, for just a short time. We thank you for the memories we have. Help us to cherish them. We bring our thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 We're going to stand again and sing another hymn. There is a green hill far away. You'll probably may have twigged that the hymns that we are singing this morning are the same hymns that we had at Paul's Thanksgiving service. And that's the way that John wanted it, because he said these are good hymns, and they are good hymns. And there's a real message in this particular hymn as we go through the verses. Let's stand to sing, shall we? We've come to the reading for this morning. It's a short reading. I've asked Maureen if she would come up, and she's going to read it in German, and then I will attempt to read it in English afterwards, okay? Thank you, Maureen.
Johannes 14, Vers 27. Jesus sagte, Auch wenn ich nicht mehr da bin, wird doch der Friede bei euch bleiben. Ja, meinen Frieden gebe ich euch. Einen Frieden, den euch niemand sonst auf der Welt geben kann. Deshalb seid nicht bestürzt und habt keine Angst. Und auch Johannes 16, Vers 33. Jesus sagte, dies alles habe ich euch gesagt, damit ihr durch mich Frieden habt. In der Welt werdet ihr hart bedrängt, aber lasst euch nicht entmutigen. Ich habe diese Welt besiegt.
Sehr gut. Let me read it in English. And these are important words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And if you remember nothing else about what I say this morning, remember those verses. I'm not going to speak for very long, but it's important that we do focus on some words of comfort. And these words from John's Gospel were spoken by Jesus to his friends just hours before he went to the cross. The disciples were fearful and afraid, and yet Jesus could say to them, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Today is a day of trouble and heartache. We are mourning the passing of Helga, a loving wife and grandmother. We are no strangers to trouble. It's something we experience in life. It's inevitable. And trouble comes in various forms. It can be physical suffering. It can be anxiety of the mind. It can be rejection. It can be exclusion, agitation, concern, and you could add to this list. Job in the Bible could say, man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upwards. And yet the psalmist David could say this, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in time of trouble. Not only were the disciples troubled, they were afraid. After all, Jesus, their friend, their traveling companion, their confidant, their leader, had told them that he was going to die for the sins of the whole world in order that there would be peace with God, in order that peace would be possible. Today is another reminder that life is fragile, that death for all of us is but just a breath away. And it's interesting to note that David, again, in one of his psalms, says this, that all our days are ordained for us and were written in God's book before one of them came to be. And God knows the day of our death before we are born. That's incredible, isn't it? He knew everything about us before we were born. And he knows the day when we will pass from this scene. It's in his diary. Jim Elliot, who was speared to death by Alca Indians in Ecuador, could write in his journal long before he left America for Ecuador. And he said this, and I've remember these words every time I come to an occasion like this. It speaks to my own heart. When it comes time to die, make sure all you have to do is die. They're really deep, significant words. But there's good news. There's words of comfort, and that's what I want to bring you. And they're comfort from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And they're found in our Bible reading. And did you notice three times in those two verses, peace is mentioned? It says, peace I leave with you, peace I give you, and you may have peace. And the reason why I chose these verses from John's Gospel was because of what Helga said to Maureen on that Wednesday night before Helga passed away. Helga said this, I really thought I was going to die on Monday night. I'm ready to go. I have peace, and I've made peace with God. Tremendous things to say on the brink of eternity. What is peace with God? And what is it to have the peace of God? Well, our verse says it's a gift that Jesus Christ can give. What did Helga mean when she said, I have peace? Was she expressing a calmness, a quietness, a serenity? I think it was more than that. You see, Helga had struggled months and probably years searching for God and for peace. And I'm sure in Penny's conversations with Helga, that was what was on Helga's mind. You see, peace with God is all about reconciliation. It's about being right with God, at peace with God. It's not a ceasefire, a temporary cessation of conflict. We look around in our world today and there are wars and conflicts. And sometimes a temporary ceasefire lasts but a few days only. Complete and lasting peace is only possible when one side lays down their arms and totally surrenders. And you know what? Helga found peace with God. How did she do that? She realized that there was a battle raging within her own soul, within her own heart. A battle of her way to find peace, her way, or God's way. But you see, there was a barrier between her and God that prevented this peace being possible. And it was her own sinful condition. We sung just now in that lovely hymn, he died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. I believe Helga, in a very simple way, experienced forgiveness and reconciliation, peace with God. She found God to be real. She found God to be available. That's why she said, I have peace. I have made peace with God. Something she had been searching for a long, long time. That's all I want to say. But I want you to think of a promise that is found in the Bible. And it says this, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And it goes on to say, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. That was true in Helga's experience. For a number of years, she had been questioning, was God there? Did he really exist? Could I know him? And genuinely, she was searching. And you know, God will never turn away from an individual who genuinely wants to seek him. It's there in the Bible. It's a promise. And it's something that we all can lay hold on. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Thank you and God bless you all. We're going to sing our last hymn. It's Abide With Me. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O Lord, abide with me. Let's stand to sing that hymn, shall we? Please be seated. Let's close with the benediction. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that you are our strength in times of weakness. You are our comfort in times of sorrow, and that you are the friend of the lonely. We thank you that one day there shall be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things would have passed away. Heavenly Father, draw near to John and the family and friends as we leave. We commit them to your tender, loving care, and we ask it all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hannah McNeish is going to come now and is going to sing a lovely hymn, When Peace Like a River. She's going to sing three verses. We'll remain seated. And then after that, I will ask you to rise and the undertaker will come and take Helga out. And we're going to the crematorium at Wessex Vale. And those of you who want to join us, you're most welcome. It will be a short service of committal. Thank you, Hannah. stand up.